Welcome, everybody. Buenas tardes. We appreciate you hearty souls coming out for a 4:30 session. This is a very exciting time in the community health worker field, and we want to thank the Community Health Planning Policy Development Section for inviting this as a collaboration. So what we're going to be talking about here today is several different perspectives on the connection between research and policy in the field of community health workers. And our first presenter is Jim Krieger, and I have to apologize to Jim right away because I misplaced his bio. I will let him decide what the important parts are to share with you. But Jim has a great deal of experience in research in this area and has the one of the unique distinctions of being both sort of a practitioner, you might say, in a local health department setting as well as an academic researcher. We have Dr. Adrian Mims from APS Healthcare, looking at this from an employer perspective, and specifically a company that is working with a number of states in Medicaid and other programs. And then Victor Jose Santana and Sonia Joseph from Community Voices Miami, looking at it from the community health worker standpoint and some experiences that they have had in Miami. One of the points that I want to make to highlight here is that we really do, for this field, there's an urgent need to do it to create a better linkage between research and policy. Government services rely on evidence that services lead to a public benefit. Funding policies for community health workers are dependent on facts about the results that they produce. And we're coming to some closure in the other sessions that are talking about this as well, that good public policy about community health workers requires a consistent definition of who or what a community health worker is, and we're getting there, but we're not there yet. And of course, if we're going to talk about this community health workers as a workforce, we need to know more about them as a workforce. And the lack of consistent policy, with very few exceptions at the state level, on community health worker training makes research more difficult. So we're concerned about a number of areas of policy regarding community health workers. Certainly Medicaid and Medicare reimbursement are right up there. Looking at other forms of funding or sustainability for community health worker services. Training resources from HRSA and other sources of funding. And policies that in some states now require that community health workers be employed for certain functions. And lastly, that in Texas and Ohio, at least, we're beginning to see some occupational regulation of community health workers. So there are a number of areas of policy that we're extremely concerned about in this field. At the end of May, HRSA released a study on the community health worker workforce, the first of its kind, and the first to go into as much depth in trying to estimate how many community health workers there are. The estimate for the year 2000 was about 86-something thousand and 120,000 in 2005, which is bigger than some people thought. I think, frankly, that it's a conservative number. But the study also looked at available research, including analysis of literature reviews that have been done. A key point, though, is that it resulted in HRSA making a recommendation to the Labor Department, to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, to create an occupational code. If this, in fact, is approved, for the first time, we will be able to get census and employment data about community health workers, which we can't get now. And I'm going to move fairly quickly here because we want to get to our presenters, but if you want more information on the workforce study, please see me. I can write out this URL for you, or you can send me an email, and I can I'll send you the whole presentation if you want. So there's a number of things that we need to be thinking about in terms of research and policy. More research is, in fact, needed, even though there have been, since the 1960s, over 600 published articles about community health workers. But many funders and employers still don't believe that community health workers are effective. Other professions, there's lingering mistrust among some other professionals about the capability or the ability of community health workers to accomplish many functions. There are some methodological problems with many of the past research studies which make it difficult to rely on them. So as a result of a number of these things, there was an invitational conference held in Dallas, and it was a unique experience in terms of the opportunity for a direct dialogue about research between community health workers themselves, some of the top researchers in this field, including a number of folks who are here in this room this afternoon, and other stakeholders, including employers and state and federal agencies. It resulted in a draft document that some of you have already picked up that was released last night at the Community Health Workers Speak reception. And we have more copies of the executive summary there. I think we may be out of the Spanish version, but anybody who would like to receive that, I'll be glad to send it to you. And it will be available on the web. So we looked at what questions remain that really need to be answered to move policy forward in this field, and how should research about community health workers be conducted. And there was some very important and valuable dialogue about that last point during the research conference. So without further ado, I would like to move on to the main presenters, but I wanted to leave you with a little context in terms of how this session was created. So what we have more or less decided to do, we didn't have a full dialogue on it. Well, we would like to try to keep the individual presentations to 20 minutes, but we want to be able to ask questions in the context of all three presentations. So unless it's really a burning issue and you've got to catch a plane or something like that, if you could make note of your question and hold them until we've had all three of the presentations. So I would like to invite Jim Krieger to join us.